Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today it's Friday, heading off to the weekend. And, you know, one of the first emails I opened today was a newsletter, and it had a posting that said, someone was sharing, I am precious and I can make a difference. And what a way to start your day. It's so important to know that. Wouldn't it be great if we woke up every morning and said that to ourselves? So whatever we do, whatever our gifts are, we can make a difference, but only if we do something about them. So in other words, don't hide our gifts or our preciousness, our beauty. We're all here with a unique gift to bring to the world, and our job is to find out what that is and then to share it, take action with it. So my guest today shares her gifts with a lot of people, and she's a woman of action, particularly entrepreneurs, but I feel her topic can reach all of us as it's about achieving our goals. And regardless if we have a business or not, we all have goals, what we want to achieve in our life. And we all have faced disappointment when our goals haven't materialized. So often then we don't set them anymore, and we continue to be frustrated by our lack of progress. Well, today my guest is going to share a secret to setting goals you need to know about so you will never look at goal setting the same way again. So today my guest is Kathy Demers, and she's going to share how to train your brain to achieve your goals. Kathy is recognized for her outstanding success in business and has won the Canadian Woman Entrepreneur Award for Western Canada, the Business in Vancouver Top 40 Under 40 Award, and has twice been nominated for the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. And she's combined 20 years in business development from Microsoft, IBM, and also was co-founder of the Electric Mail Company, Inc., a successful stock exchange traded company where she served as the president and CEO. Now, Kathy's on a mission to support small business owners and solopreneurs to have the successful business they dream of and have a great time building them. She is host of the Business Success Cafe, which is a weekly webinar series featuring global business growth experts, and also is the founder of Business Mastermind Teams. So welcome, Kathy, to Voices of Women.
Well, thanks, Chris. I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, I know that you are a woman who just gets out there and, you know, speaks up and is really putting out a lot of good information for people. I mean, a lot of us struggle of how do we go about, you know, getting our business going or all the questions that come up. I mean, there's a lot of entrepreneurs now and people leaving corporations and starting businesses. And so you're a voice out there that's really amongst many that are really trying to help people and even in your mastermind teams help co-create where we can co-create solutions that people can problem solve with you. So I just commend you for that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, Chris, I think it's more important now than ever before. I mean, as you said, there are many small business owners out there who are women. And I think there are many more women who are looking to start their own businesses. They either, you know, want to be able to offset or sort of augment some of the income they have now. They're not sure what their financial future is going to look like. They've always had perhaps an entrepreneurial sort of, little gremlin inside them wanting to get out. So I think it's more important than ever before that women are supported in their role as small business owners or soon to be small business owners.
So tell us your story, how you transitioned from working in corporations towards becoming an entrepreneur yourself.
Oh, well, you know, first of all, you did mention that I had won the top 40 under 40 in Vancouver, but I got to cop to this, Chris. I no longer qualify for the top under 40, anything under 40, actually. So,
no, but she got the third wind were, so.
Yeah, I just didn't want people to get the wrong impression about how all of the numbers all fit together. But I, when I worked at both Microsoft and IBM, I found myself in very entrepreneurial pursuits, even within those large organizations. And in fact, at Microsoft, I was the second employee in Western Canada. We didn't even have an office. So in many ways, designed the business and did a lot of business development in the local area. Now, that was obviously part of a larger organization, so we had lots of support. But even when I was at IBM, I found myself going into new areas and working to raise money within the organization to develop new things like the Multimedia Development Center. And so it was pretty obvious to me after a very short order that I was an entrepreneur, very creative, loved to start businesses. And one of my core values is it's all around growth and prosperity. I love growing things, my garden in particular, but I love growing businesses, and I love helping small business owners grow businesses. So it's just a natural extension for me.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, I remember, too, I've always wanted to push forward when I was in corporations, I mean, many years ago, and would branch off into the new area or whatever, and I don't think I really blossomed until I knew what my purpose was here. And then I could start off and go into my own businesses and things. And so I always was sort of the support behind the person, but I never enjoyed that role. You know, I was great at doing that, but I wasn't good, necessarily a great person to have to work under a boss, you know. So there are those of us who just want to be our own bosses.
Yeah, some of us don't make very good employees, that's for sure.
So what do you attribute your success in business to?
Oh, big question. I think there's a number of different things. First of all, I think it's really important to recognize that being a small business owner, being an entrepreneur, you really need to have a certain set of skills. And one is, you know, the ability to work without often a lot of support and the ability to have a big vision and take action to see it through. And for some people, you know, it's not an environment that works really well for them. But for others, like you and I, Chris, where that environment works really well, having that basic characteristic. You know, there was a survey done that Discover Card did some time ago now, and they surveyed small business owners to find out what characteristics they had in common. And they found there was just a wide variety of characteristics that, you know, some entrepreneurs had in common and others didn't. But there was one characteristic that was shared by each and every small business owner, and it was a strong independent streak, right?
Yeah, you know, relate to that.
We're the ones who leave the job, you know, selling tires to go and start our own tire wholesale business. We're the ones who, you know, leave working in a restaurant to go start our own restaurant. But unfortunately, that strong independent streak can also be our Achilles heel. Because what it often does, if we're sort of left unrestrained, is we can often use that as a way to push away support. We don't surround ourselves with, you know, the support and the environment that really supports us to have a strong business. So I think one of the things that I did was to recognize that and have a very large vision, one that actually required me to have investors and employees and a board of directors and all kinds of different, you know, support structures. So that strong independent streak, wow, is one of the things that really puts us in good stead, but it's also one of the things that we really need to sort of, you know, lasso if we're going to be successful as well.
Oh, yeah, that's so important to have that support. And many of us, we work in our own homes alone. And so I was going off to a network lunch with two other friends, and we all work alone. And I realized how much, because we've moved in Women of Wisdom, we used to have an office, and I'd go and be with staff. Now it's all volunteers, and I work out of my home. And so we said, hey, let's get together once a week. We just bring our computers. We met it. So once a week, we were meeting at a tea house, but now we're meeting in someone's home. And, you know, we can sit and chat, and we can do our work, and we can ask people each other questions and get that support we need. And it's great, you know, just to create that, you know, when we can, because you're right, the support's so needed. We can't work in a vacuum.
Yeah, it's it'll keep you small, and it will also keep you, you know, unsuccessful, really. Yeah, you'll always be struggling because we just can't do it on our own.
Well, have you, I'm just curious if you have a role model or if you had a mentor that helped you along the way.
Oh, there's a good question. You know, I've had several people that I've been following. And, you know, there's been a couple of women in particular in my local area who've done just fantastic work with growing their own small businesses. One was a woman who was the head of a research company who developed a drug to treat macular degeneration because her mother had it. And I watched her grow her business from a very small core group of researchers to a multi-million dollar organization with global patents. And she had set out really single-handedly initially to cure this very common problem, particularly in the elderly. And I saw not only her business grow and herself grow, but I also saw the impact that she was having on the world. And I just really thought, wow, if I could be like her, I've been doing really well. So, you know, there are certain women entrepreneurs out there when I've watched their businesses grow and how they've done it and how big their vision is and how important it is. It's really inspired me to keep going even when the going has been tough sometimes.
Yeah, it is great to, yeah, look at people who have been successful, look at what they're doing. Even maybe you can contact them, you know, people. And talk to them or look at people if you go to network meetings and see who's successful and sit next to them at lunch. And, you know, that's just a great way to pick up on that. Even just picking up on their vibe or their energy of what's so successful about them. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis. We will come back and we're going to talk with Kathy about magnetic goals and how they can help you achieve success.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Kathy Demers, and we've been talking about goal setting. And first, let's get into, you know, the whole issue of why people don't set goals.
Absolutely, Chris. Let's talk about that for a minute. And I want to mention to people that I'm going to be giving out some information about how they can get more details as well a little bit later, because there's a lot to talk about here that's, I'm pretty passionate about it because it makes such a huge difference to people's businesses and to their lives. But, you know, I've done a lot of work with small business owners. And about 2 years ago, I surveyed small business owners who had been in business for at least a year. And I was absolutely stunned, Chris, to learn that 87% of them did not have a plan. So they'd been in business for at least a year and they did not have a business plan, which means they weren't setting goals. I knew the number would be high, but I was astounded at how high it was. And here's some of the reasons that they gave me while they were not using goals. So first of all, and this is understandable to anyone who's done this before, if you've documented your goals in the past and it hasn't worked, you haven't achieved them, it can be pretty disappointing. You know, frustrating and disheartening. I mean, who wants to continue to look at that? And also, especially if you're like me, we don't like to be wrong. So when we set goals, we often make some assumptions based on some pretty shaky information, I think, usually. And we don't like to be wrong about those assumptions and what we thought would happen and what the world would look like. The other thing is, we often see goal setting as being, you know, kind of complicated, tedious work, difficult, and it's really not. It doesn't have to be that way at all. I've also had people tell me that if they set goals, it will somehow stifle their creativity, you know, kind of lock them into a certain path to get to where they want to be, and so they don't set goals because they don't want to, like, be fenced in. People are so creative, Chris, about what. I had one woman say to me, the reason she did not set goals of any kind is because she was afraid she would jinx them if she did. So, really, we're endlessly creative sometimes about why we don't use goals, but it's a pretty universal problem. And yet, all the business consultants out there, all the business coaches would tell you, you need to set goals. But here's the problem. We tend to set goals because we think it'll show us the path, you know, the path to where we want to go. But what happens is we set those goals, then we set them aside. They never really have a chance to work for us because I think if people really understood the magnetic quality of their goals, they'd never take another step in their business without them.
Well, give us an example of a goal then. Because sometimes goals are like a to-do list, and that's not what you're talking about.
Well, no, and, you know, I have a very unique, very innovative approach to goal setting. And it's one that actually works because instead of setting your goals, so you work really, really hard to go get your goals, you set your goals and you get them working hard for you. So not only do you have an idea of where you want to go, but you actually have some help from your goals in getting there. So I know this seems kind of like, what? People are thinking, what? Let me explain to you. And just, you know, cut me off, Chris, if we've got to go here to a break. But so here's the thing. Whenever you set a goal, whenever you focus on anything, well, I'm gonna illustrate this with a story because this is really going to help. Years ago, I was watching a video on the internet. And it was a video of a person who was about to show me a video. So you kind of have to stick with me on this one. So he's about to show a video. And he says to me, now what I want you to do is I'm going to show you these six college students dressed in basketball uniforms. Three are going to be dressed in black. Three are going to be dressed in white. And each of these three are going to be passing a basketball between them. He said, now what I want you to do is I want you to watch the basketball as it's being passed between the players dressed in white and count how many passes you see. So he shows the video. I count the basketball passes, and I counted 14. Have you seen this video, Chris?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So this is really interesting, because then he showed the video again. He said, now what I want you to do is I want you to watch it, but very globally. Okay. Don't count the basketball passes. Just watch it again and see what you see. And Chris, I couldn't believe my eyes. Because what happened was, when he showed exactly the same video again, and I watched it globally, I wasn't counting the basketballs, what happened was, out from the side of the screen came this great big guy in this great big black hairy gorilla suit, and he stood in the middle of the students, he danced a little jig, and he walked off the screen. And I never saw him. And most people who saw this video reported they didn't see the gorilla the first time either. And then, like me, they watched both videos to make sure they were identical. Okay. And they were. The gorilla was there the whole time. But we do this all the time in our lives and our businesses. It's called inattentive blindness or selective looking. Because when we're focused on one thing, we're often completely overlooking something else. You've had this experience, Chris, I'm sure, where you bought a new car, and in the process of purchasing the car, paying for it, and, you know, sitting and smelling the leather and driving it home, showing your friends and washing it three times in the same day, all of a sudden when you're out there driving that new car on the road, it seems to be everywhere. Have you had that experience?
Well, yeah, then you notice, yeah, I have a Saturn and I see lots of Saturns now.
Yeah, lots of Saturns, probably lots of Saturns, the same make, the same model, the same color. Yeah. So this is exactly the same thing, because in the process of what you had to go through to purchase that car and your emotional connection to it, you were using a small part of your brain called the reticular activating system. And what the reticular activating system does is it filters out from all the millions of bits of information that are coming at you at any given moment in time, just the ones that you have trained it are important. So you've trained it that that particular Saturn, the color of that car, is really important to you. So it's not that that particular Saturn became more popular, surely. Right? It's because your brain is now flagging relevant information about that one particular thing. So for me, when I was watching the video with the gorilla in it, I wasn't looking for gorillas. I had not told my reticular activating system, be on the lookout for gorillas. Right? I was telling it to be on the lookout for basketball passes. So how does this relate to our goals? Well, in the busyness of our day, you know, we attend to all kinds of things that are really, you know, not that important, really, in the big scheme of things. And we take our goals and we stuff them in a drawer somewhere, never to be seen again, you know, until we go to look at it with some disappointment about our results. But what if you could design your goals in such a way that you were training your brain, your reticular activating system, to be on alert, to be on high alert, for the opportunities, the bits of information, the emails, conversations that support what it is you say you want, your goals.
So that sounds great. How do you do that? There must be some steps here that you're going to show us.
Yeah, there are some really good steps. So this is a little different than what you would normally set as your business, you know, your financial goals. Set those, of course, they're vitally important. I think it's really good to have those kind of targets. But what we're talking about here is setting goals in such a way that you're training your brain to focus your attention on those things that will support your goals, not what we call, you know, the data, the emergencies du jour, right? I'm from Canada, you can tell. So a couple of different ways of doing that. First of all, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you keep an opportunity to really have what's important to you short term in front of you. And what I would suggest, boy, there's so much information I can share on this, Chris. But there's a real great opportunity to do what I call measure what you treasure, because you get what you count. So by putting in place just a really simple little measurement system, something that you can use and update the numbers in, I would say, less than 2 minutes a day, if you can design a little measurement system just of things that are important to you in moving your business forward, then what you're able to do just in the process of updating that on a daily basis, again, should take less than 2 minutes a day, you're going to be training your brain to stay on alert for opportunities for you to get whatever it is you're counting. So we call it measure what you treasure, or you get what you count. And it's not the counting that's important so much as it is training your reticular activating system to be on alert for maybe not the basketballs, the stuff that might not be that important to you, but those great big hairy gorillas wandering around in the room, because they're out there. The opportunities are there. Just like your car didn't become more popular, you just trained your brain to be on alert for that particular make and model. And you did that through the process of purchasing the car. So just like that, you want to have an emotional connection with the things that are important to your business.
So, for example, that means like putting a post-it note up on by your computer screen every day, and give us an example of what you put on there.
Yeah, let me give you an example. And I know you're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back from that, I'm going to give you some other business, longer business examples. But, you know, basically anything that you can count that's important to you. So I personally use a whiteboard. So there are about half a dozen things that I count every day because they're in support of my business and I want to spot opportunities for them to grow. And every day I just erase the numbers. Whiteboard makes it easy. And put up new numbers. There's something else that I track, however, another detail for my business, and I put those in pink sticky hearts, and I stick them on the wall. And every day I take down the old heart, write a new number in it, and I just smack it up against the wall, and I do a little happy dance. I know it sounds kind of weird. People who know me can't imagine me doing the happy dance. But if you think about it, when you purchase the car, there's a big emotional involvement there. And that's what helps to impress upon your reticular activating system how important it is. So you really want to get some energetic juice behind what it is you're counting in order to really, well, brainwash yourself in a good way that this is important to you. Because that little piece of your brain, which is no bigger than the end of your thumb, is probably the most powerful tool you have to reach your goals.
That's true, and we're going to dance away right now. We're going to come back and continue our conversation with Kathy Demers, and we're going to also discuss problems that get in our way from achieving our goals.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our Diamond Combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom.
We're back, Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Kathy Demers. And the song you just heard was Woman of Wisdom. It's from our Woman of Wisdom CD. You can purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. It's got some very inspirational music from amazing women singers such as Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So, Kathy, please give your contact information, your website, and any other information you want to share with the audience.
Sure, absolutely. Would you like me to give that now?
Yes.
Okay, great. There's a couple things I do want to share with people. One is I do have a report that summarizes some of the things we're talking about today about magnetic goals, and I would love for people to have it. So I'm going to give you the web address as to where you can go and get that report. It's budurl.com/magnetic report. So it's budurl.com/magnetic report. Now, you'll just need to give me your name and your email address, and you'll get that report in your inbox. And once you've done that, you'll be taken to a page where you can learn all kinds of information about a home study course that I've developed all around this concept of magnetic goals. And it's based on a workshop that I deliver to small business owners. It's really interactive. There's lots of great information there, and you'll get all my contact information as well. So it's budurl.com/magnetic report, and I'd be happy to send you that at no cost whatsoever. So that's the best and simplest way to get the information.
And you also have your Business Success Cafe.
Oh,
is that something?
Yes.
You have an email list, too, you send out.
Near and dear to my heart. It's weekly expert education in just 20 minutes. I call it the perfect coffee break for busy business owners. And the website for that is Business Success Cafe. And yes, I know. Or BusinessSuccessCafe.com, I should say. And I do know there's a lot of S's in that. People will just have to deal with it. It's Business Success Cafe. cafe.com.
And there you have they receive a free ebook, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
One of my favorites, and it should be on everyone's physical and virtual bookshelf. So there is a free copy of that available for you as well.
Okay, great. So I love learning about this reticular activating system. That's very fascinating. And I want to go more into this goal setting, some steps of how to magnetize them even more. Now you talk about making them, it's kind of like bringing things forefront into our brain, and so like putting it in front of us, like say you write things on a whiteboard. I wanted to get clear of what kinds of things are you tracking, because you're tracking, you said it's like numbers, so like is it customers you've contacted, because that's your goal to reach 10 a month or something, and so you keep that in front of you? Okay, I've got 2 now, I've got 3, or is it like that? Or
you're really close. This is a really, really good question, and again, it's something that I just have a ton of information to share, not a lot of time to share it today, so I'd encourage people to get more information. But here's the thing. Your goals are very magnetic, and the more often you do what I call touch them or rub them, we talk about this a bit more, the stronger is going to be the capability of your reticular activating system to highlight just the opportunities you need to achieve those goals. So just the right conversations, or if you're in a conversation, you'll hear the words in just the right way and respond in just the right way. So it's really important what you track, okay, as far as your magnetic goals, because if you're tracking the wrong thing, you'll get more of that. So you want to make sure you're getting more of what it is you actually want, right? So let me give you a couple of examples. One is, I had a client who was a counselor, okay, that's what she does. And one of the things that one of the goals she had was to do blog posts, posts on her blog, and she had a goal of doing X amount per month. She was doing really good at this goal. She was really chugging away and coming up with all kinds of ideas and writing her content and everything. But when I sat down and did some work with her on tuning her magnetic goals, something became very apparent very quickly, and that was that she needed to have some income coming in. And she needed to have it coming in quickly. She was in a pickle financially, I've got to tell you. And here she had a goal of blog posts. And so it became very apparent to her very quickly that blog posts were basketballs. She was coming up with all kinds of great topic areas for her blog posts, but there was no money coming in. So we actually rejigged her goals and changed the goal from blog posts to new customers. Right? Actually, revenue from past customers, because that was her low-hanging fruit. And so when she changed her goal and started tracking to the amount of revenue that was coming in from existing customers, that number started to go up dramatically because she saw opportunities everywhere to bring in revenue from existing customers. Now, I'm not going to tell you that blog posting is not a good thing to do. It's a great internet marketing strategy if you're using the internet. But what she also did was she started shifting the topics in her blog posts so they were more directed to her existing customers so they would come back and buy more. So I think it's a really good example of taking a very careful look at what is it that you really want more of. So you gave the example, Chris, of customer interviews, is that what you said, customer calls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's kind of interesting. So you think about that. Okay, well, do you really want more customer calls? Well, perhaps. I mean, that may be a very good magnetic goal to track, right? But what if you could get more business and it didn't require you doing more customer calls? What if perhaps one of the big opportunities that was one of the gorillas stomping around out there was an opportunity to get in front of 100 people? So by just focusing on just customer calls, you might be actually focused on basketballs. Whereas if you had the magnetic goal, which was perhaps customer inquiries, or it might be even number of new customers this month, that might be a better goal for you to track, number of new customers. And then what's happening is you're training your reticular activating system to be open to the opportunities, wherever they may be, whatever those gorillas are stomping around, to bring you that business. So there's no sort of cut and dried way to define it, but I think it is really important to track very carefully because you're going to get what you count.
It's just where you put your focus is what you get. And a lot of what we talk about, to me, it's like synchronicity. So when you start being aware of something, then these synchronistic things happen. Mm-hmm. Because, like you say, the gorilla comes forward and you start to see things that you wouldn't have seen before.
Absolutely. So you need to be very careful about where you're going to put your focus. And with the magnetic goals, I'm suggesting you really beef up, pump up the frequency of focusing on those goals and your emotional connection to them, right? So there are some ways, like I said, to really make your goals, they all have a little bit of magnetic power, you see. Even if you just do them once and chuck them in the door, it's just pretty weak. But if you're touching them, we'll do what I call touching them every day. You're giving your mind some time to focus on them, and then you pump up your emotional connection to it. Wow, I tell you, it will honestly seem kind of like woo-woo magic, but it's not. You're training that part of your brain that's responsible for picking out just the details that are important to you. If your brain didn't do this, you'd lapse into a coma or go insane. But you want to make sure it's working with you, not against you.
Yes. So, and yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you had a thought.
So I was just going to say, so how do you pump up their magnetic quality? You know, Chris, do you remember having done a experiment, probably in grade school when you were quite young, where you made a compass with a sewing needle? Do you remember doing that?
No, I didn't get to do that.
Yeah. It was, I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. So for some people, if they didn't do it, they may have just a vague memory. But what happens is you can make a compass by taking a sewing needle and floating it in a bowl of water once you've sort of increased the magnetic capability of that sewing needle. And this is a really great tip if you're ever lost in the Canadian woods, okay? Because when you take a magnetized sewing needle and float it on a bowl of water, it floats on the surface tension, the needle will gradually turn to point north. Now, if you're listening and you're in the southern hemisphere, I don't want you to get messed up, okay? If you're in Australia, it's going to turn south. This is kind of important. You don't want to get lost. And so what happens, the same kind of thing happens with your goals, because to make this compass with a sewing needle, you take a piece of silk and you just rub it. Okay, you rub it and you increase the magnetic quality of the metal in the sewing needle. So you kind of do this with your goals as well. You come up with some innovative, creative ways to rub your goals, to really juice up their magnetic power. And I kind of alluded to this earlier. You know, it's me and my hearts, and I smack them up against the wall, and I do the happy dance. You want to get some creative juice going around, making sure that your goals are not sort of, you know, fading into the woodwork here with all the other things that, if you look at my desk, right, I can pick out anything on it. There's a lot of stuff on there. But I don't want my goals to fade into the woodwork. Things like colored whiteboard pens. Highly recommend, right? Get yourself like a whole set of colors. Change it up. Put it in different places. Whatever you do, don't stuff it in a closet or under your bed.
It's really about putting it in the forefront, making it, you know, yes. That rubbing the silk on the needle is like our putting our attention on it. Well, this is Chris Danis on Voices of Women, and we're going to return and continue this conversation with Kathy Jamirez about building our dream job and business by putting our focus where it deserves to be.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Women of wisdom.
This is Chris Stainis, and I'm at Voices of Women. I'm talking with Kathy Demers, and we've been talking about goal setting and making them more magnetic and how you can even make a magnetic compass with just a water and a needle. Uh-huh. So given our goals, you know, and there's always a lot of issues that come up that stop people from achieving their goals. One of the things I know that I've learned is, you know, we have to be really clear about our vision. And knowing what you want, because we can put our focus in 100 different directions and not get anything done because we're too scattered. Uh-huh. So how do you help people get clear on this vision?
Well, I think you bring up something really important. You know, I think it's been said, and I think it's very true, the number one reason people don't get what they want is because they don't know what they want. So, you know, clarity really needs to be job one. And I think it's really important for each of us to have a clear vision. And in the home study course, which I mentioned a little bit earlier, Magnetic Goals for Small Business Owners, we spend a lot of time helping people come up with the vision. The vision for their business, okay, but I think this is really critical and it's a part that's missed. The vision for them in their business. So, in other words, why are you even in business? You know, why this business? What is it that you get out of it? Because in any business, the owner, the person who runs it, is the number one most important resource. And so our time, our energy, our dedication, our focus, our stick-to-itiveness, our tenacity, all of those are resources we bring to our business. But it gets tough. You know, we face disappointment. You know, I like to think of it as sort of we have our troops, our resources sort of marching up this hill towards the flag at the top of the hill. And, you know, that's sort of our vision. That's what it is we want to achieve. And sometimes that hill gets muddy, you know, gets muddy and wet and slippery and we get tired and we want to turn around and we want to quit. The clearer we are about what that flag is, what's the prize at the top of the hill, the easier it is and the more determined we will be to apply our resources to moving up that hill when times get tough. So it's just a vitally important thing that we know the vision for ourselves in our business. You know, what do we want our day to be like when we're working? What do we want our environment to be like? How does it serve our personal purpose? So those are pieces that I think are really critical. And without that, I think a lot of business owners flounder because they start a business and they think, well, as long as I'm making money, what does it matter? But the money often comes because of the clarity of vision and purpose. Does that make sense, Chris?
Well, yes, for sure. I mean, in anything we do, we have to have a clear vision of what is our purpose? And you know, our vision and our mission is so critical to running even just our personal lives. You know, what do you want in your life? What do you want to be in your life?
I think it's really important to basically integrate the two. What's the vision for our business, and what's the vision for us in our business? And yeah, I think because most people miss that piece, the vision for their business becomes an exercise quite separate from them, and it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you may want to be just the owner and you hire people to do it. You might be the one that drives it. You might want to develop this business so that you can sell it to retire. Mm-hmm. All sorts of, you know, what do you want from it? Not just what is business. So it's a good point. And things that stop us from our goals. You know, I think I know with myself, sometimes I just feel overwhelmed by everything. And we're so, you know, there's just so much thrown at us with the media these days, with the internet and emails that we get. That just, it gets, I get overwhelmed. And I'm starting, I have to get out of some email, some newsletters, you know, I'm unsubscribe, because it takes me away from my focus.
Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about it that there's more coming at us now than ever before. But the problem of overwhelm, being a small business owner feeling overwhelmed, that's not new. That's new, not new since the internet was invented. Right? We've had to find ways to deal with this for a very long time. And part of our sense of overwhelm comes from, we think that, first of all, we need to do as much as possible, but also we're afraid to really get clear and choose our priorities. So we try and do everything because we're afraid to be kind of wrong about the horses that we back. So we try and back as many as possible. But here's the thing. This is one of my favorite sayings. I love sayings. This is one of my favorite ones. When you chase two rabbits, you catch neither one. So if you're trying to do too many things, I mean, the plain fact of it is you're not going to do anything well enough to see results. But here's, and that's an anonymous saying, some people attribute it to Confucius, but here's my personal addition to it. When you chase two rabbits, you'll catch neither one. However, when you're eating rabbit's stew, you will not be thinking about the one that got away. So it all comes back to that clarity of purpose again. The clearer you are about your vision, the better you will be at saying no to all the other stuff and chasing that one rabbit to ground so you're eating rabbits too. And you won't even care about the stuff you didn't see and the emails you didn't reply to and all the rest of that won't matter.
That's true. And I think that thing of two rabbits, or maybe there's three or four, is I get in a dilemma of which one to choose. And so sometimes...
Yeah.
Making a stand, if you don't know, just go for one of them, and you'll know soon enough whether that was right or wrong, because you know, but you have to at some point make a decision. And I think sometimes we're afraid to make the decision because we're afraid of making the wrong decision,
right?
And then there's the whole thing of procrastination. Well, there's so much, you know, to running our business, running our lives, and goal setting. I want to thank you for the information you've shared with everybody today. I hope everybody will go check out you. Can you give your website again to get the report and find out more about you?
Absolutely, I will do that. To get the free report, I want everyone to have it. I think there's great information in there for you. It's budurl.com/magneticreport. budurl.com/magneticreport. Now, once you do that, you just put in your name and your email address, and you'll be immediately taken to information about the Magnetic Goals Home Study course. So you can take a look at that as well, and the report will arrive in your inbox. And, you know, there's just tons of information. I love helping small business owners learn about how to be effective in business. You know, growing a small business, It should be a ton of fun as well as rewarding. But it means, you know, doing life a little bit differently than back when we were employees, Chris.
Yeah, so we want to make it fun. I also want to invite people to check out her businesssuccesscafe.com to sign up for those 20-minute conversation cafes that she has on Thursdays. And you can do that at www.businesssuccesscafe.com. So thank you, Kathy, for being with us today. I want to leave everybody with this thought. Take some time this weekend to reflect on your goals and see how you can magnetize them so they will draw you towards everything you need to be successful in achieving your goals. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm going to thank you for joining us this hour. You can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events and any other information that we're doing. You can sign up for our newsletter at our website. And we'll be having a dance on June 15th for women at Standing Stone. So if you're in the Seattle area, if you love to dance, this is a great place to come and liberate your body. And it's, we kind of do this ecstatic dance for women. And I'm also the Amazon bestseller and award-winning author of Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. just as our annual conference has changed women's lives, this book is a combination of lots of Woman of Wisdom contributors, from presenters to the participants with their art and poetry, and it has touched many people's lives in the exploration of the divine feminine. So I encourage you to check the book out. You can look at that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org, or, of course, Amazon. And you can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So this is Chris Danis, and I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I'll be talking to you next week.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.